Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service on the last Wednesday of the last month in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and we have an expansive and special order of service planned for tonight. So I want to remind everyone to please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And for all program participants this evening, please make sure that your lines, your phones are unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Christopher Brazemore.
Good evening, Saints. Hope that everyone had a wonderful time celebrating the birth of Christ. Let us pray. God, our Father, we're so thankful once again that you allowed us to be in your presence this Wednesday night prayer meeting, O Lord. We pray that you would show up and allow us true believers to know that you are here to provide strength, power, understanding, and knowledge to all who are listening. So thank you so very much for all the visitors who have called in on this prayer meeting line tonight. We are looking forward to having a great time in your name, O Lord. So I pray, Father God, that you will just let your spirit rain down blessings upon us all. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this day, O Lord. I pray, Father God, for our church, O Lord. Thank you for allowing us to have a place that we can worship, praise you, glorify you. Thank you for all the so many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, O Father. Thank you for my wonderful family, my wife and my children, O Lord. I pray, Father God, that you would touch the hearts and minds of the church members who was not able to log in or call in on this line, O Father. I pray, Lord God, you would spend spiritual blessings upon them, O Lord God, so they can feel your ever-loving joy and your strength. You are a great God, an almighty God that sits high and look low and see all of our thoughts, yet provide every last one of our needs. So we are so thankful once again, O Lord, that we had this opportunity of prayer. Because you know that prayer, by prayer, all things are possible, O Lord. So we come tonight to pray and to have look forward to a new beginning, a new spirit of hope for this new great year. Help us also to surrender ourselves, to draw close to you, O Lord, because you know all of our faults, yet provide every last one of our needs. So we are so thankful, blessed, and happy that we have a God that we can call on. We pray, Father God, you will watch over our pastor, Father God, for all the many, many, many years that he has put on his time and his patience and his teaching and his learning and his dedication. And I pray, Lord God, that you will watch over him, bless him, and help him and his family continue to have a wonderful, wonderful retirement, Father. Keep him protected at all times, O Lord. I pray, Lord God, you also watch over and pray for the so many people that are sick among our congregational, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just rain down your blessings of healing upon them, Father God. There's so many of members that are sick right now, O Lord. They are calling out your name on their sick bed, O Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would tend to their needs to heal them and deliver them, if it be your holy and divine will. And please, 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 for a special blessing to go out for the so many members who had lost loved ones in our congregation, Father God. You know their names, you know their families, and you know their hearts, oh Lord. So I pray, Lord God, you would just comfort them and be your holy divine will. Strengthen them and help them to just come together to be a stronger family where they have opportunity to glorify and worship and praise you. And thank you so much for all you're doing in the lives of our young people right now, oh Lord. We want to have a new mindset where, Lord God, we call on you for our youth ministry to grow in the way you choose for it to be, oh Father. Help us all to just set the great examples, oh Lord, so that we would be obedient in your word. Because it's a privilege, oh Father God, to praise you and glorify you, because you can allow us to have that spirit of power of worship that can transform our lives in a way that never before, oh Father. So thank you for being so great, being so good, being so wonderful to us all. And I pray, Lord God, you would just remember to just forgive us for all of our sins and the things that we have that done that unpleasing to you, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you would just allow us to have another chance to get things right, oh Lord God, where we can see your marvelous forgiveness. Because of your mercy, oh Lord God, we're able to praise your holy and divine name. Give us an undivided heart, oh Father, that we may be able to fear your name. And help us to have favor, to trust you, honor you, adore you, and bless you, oh Lord, at all times in need. And I pray, Father God, you would just touch the hearts of every participant that's here tonight, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you help us all to love one another as you have loved us. Be with us, bless us, help us to just draw close to you, oh Lord, so that we can be the people you have for us to be. And I pray, Father God, you will watch over the people that's less fortunate around this world, oh Father. Help them to be able to do the things that you have for them to do, oh Father. Bless us all and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Elizabeth Hunter Williams.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, everyone. I will be reading from the new International Version of 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. And it's Paul's final advice. And it reads, "Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the work, in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and warn you against all that is wrong." Verse 13, "Think highly of them and give them your whole heart love because of the work, and remembering to live peacefully with each other." I've read the verses. The Lord, the Word of God is blessed. Thank you.
We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Lamar Pearson. Deacon Pearson. Evangelist Pearson. Tonight's service is dedicated to the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church. As many of you know, tonight is his last prayer service with us as our senior pastor. And in appreciation of Pastor Tucker, representatives from various ministries and organizations will share a special word with us tonight. I want to remind all of the representatives to kindly keep their message to no more than 2 minutes. We will now begin with the ministerial staff and men's ministry represented by Reverend Donald Robinson.
Good evening, First Baptist family. Words of love and tribute to the senior pastor of the First Baptist Church, Randolph, the Reverend Dr. Frank Delano Tucker. Reverend Tucker, today we pause to salute you, celebrate you, and thank you for your more than 60 years of Christian service in the cause of Christ and kingdom building. You are truly a spiritual giant among Christian spiritual leaders. According to the Reverend Dr. A.W. Tozer in his theological treatise, Men Who Met God, he says, the spiritual giants of old were those who at some point in their spiritual journeys became acutely conscious of the power and presence of God. As a result, they maintained that consciousness throughout the entirety of their lives. This encounter may have been terrifying or overwhelming, as is the case when great darkness fell upon Abraham, or when Moses had his divine dynamic encounter with God at the burning bush. Reverend Tucker, you too also had a divine encounter with God one early Sunday morning in the worship service. It changed your life forever. As we look at spiritual giants of faith, it seems there are three abiding qualities of Christian growth and maturity which always shows up in the lives of God's people who have had a personal divine encounter with God. Firstly, these great souls always have a compelling sense of awe and wonder because of the presence of God in their lives. While others desire to talk about politics themselves, economics, and world affairs, they are overcome with a burning desire to talk about God. Secondly, the details of this divine encounter leaves a sharp, lifelong, indelible impression on their lives, and this impression never leaves them and causes them to have to share their testimony with anyone they meet. Thirdly and lastly, there's empirical evidence of a permanent life-changing impact on their natures. Although the encounter may have been brief, the evidence of changed character and behavior demonstrates that these persons have been truly touched by God. Yes, Reverend Tucker, like so many other giants of the faith, you too have been touched by God. Therefore, we're thankful and grateful that God touched you and you touched us with the compelling proclamation of the gospel, your godly wisdom, and your infectious smile. You are one of God's great giants, but you are also one of his faithful, obedient, committed servant shepherds. Because of this, we the ministers of First Baptist Church salute you, give tribute to you, and thank you immensely for causing our lives and ministries to be the richer and the better. God bless you. We love you.
Trustee Kenneth Clark will represent the trustee ministry.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. We have been truly blessed to have a powerful, dedicated leader who has served First Baptist as a counselor, moderator, and brought us closer to the Lord through the Word of God. He has been known to serve throughout his whole life to serve our youth, our seniors, and of course the First Baptist Church family and the surrounding community. He's brought numerous souls to the Lord, shared the Lord's word, and continued to serve the church when he was in great health and when his health wasn't as he would want it to be. We've been truly blessed to know and work with Reverend Tucker. And on a personal note, I've been blessed to receive counsel from him. I feel that I, when having received an early morning call from him to have a conversation about church-related business, and in some cases, non-church-related business, I just want to let him know that if he needs to have a 5 a.m., 5:30 call going forward when he's embarking on his retirement, my phone will be on. If he needs to have a late night call, my phone will be on. We, as a trustee board, have enjoyed serving First Baptist Church, have enjoyed working with Reverend Tucker, and we appreciate all that he has done for First Baptist Church. And we ask the Lord to bless Reverend Tucker with continued good health and favor as he embarks on enjoying his retirement. Thank you.
Deacon Kevin Freeman, on behalf of the Deacon's Ministry.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, friends and visitors. Congratulations, Pastor Tucker, on your retirement. On the behalf of the Deacon Ministry, what can we say other than thank you, thank you, thank you for all you have done for us while we serve under your leadership? You have met with the deacons over the years and provided spiritual guidance along with praying for us and encouraging us to continue to do God's work. You made visits to our homes and made hospital visits, providing prayer and well wishes. You are still standing strong. To God be the glory for the great things you have done. On behalf of the First Baptist Church Deacon Board, we say thank you for being there for us. Congratulations again, and enjoy your retirement.
Deaconess Linda Taylor, Deaconess Ministry.
Good afternoon, First Baptist Church members and friends. My greeting to Reverend Tucker is thank you and is for all the opportunities that he has given me to learn and grow. You are the only pastor I have ever known. You see, I joined the church the year that you were installed. Thank you for your teaching and preaching. I made a vow to the Lord that I would join and work in the church until I could no longer work. And you have helped me to keep that promise. How did you know except the Lord told you? Thank you for letting me work on committees and even chair a couple. Thank you for letting me be a working part of your 46-year tenure. Thank you for helping me know more and more about the Lord. the Dignus Board pay tribute to you one Saturday, and from the Dignus Board and from the Taylor Johnson families, we wish you peace, joy, and love throughout your retirement. May your health continue to improve and your love for the Lord grow even stronger. God bless you. Amen.
Listen to the angels rejoicing air so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory the night that Christ was born.
Listen to the angels rejoicing air so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory the night that Christ was born. Can't you see the people
coming from every nation,
coming from every nation,
pleading for their salvation,
pleading for salvation,
the night that Christ,
the night that Christ was born.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I do not want to proceed any further in our prayer service without having an opening prayer. I'm not sure what happened with Deacon Pearson. I'm praying all is well with him and his household. But we will be led in prayer by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for everyone gathered here this evening. Thank you that you know each of us by name and have caused us to walk with you. We say that we are dependent on you and our trust is in you completely. As we surrender ourselves in adoration, we ask that you will come on by here this evening with your Holy Spirit and inspire our hearts. Come fill our lives with your love. Fill our conversation with your grace and truth. Fill this meeting this evening with your presence. We ask this for your glory and praise. Amen.
We will now have words from Sister Kitty Cheney representing the Christian Education, our Sunday School and Bible Study Ministries.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. I greet you with the Jesus joy on this last Wednesday in 2022. And on behalf of the Christian Education Ministry, which does include Bible study and Sunday School and Vacation Bible School, we want to honor our beloved pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank Tucker. And Reverend Tucker, we want to thank you for 46 years of pastoral ministry. The Christian Education Ministry is the spiritual, the biblical, the theological hub of the church. And we interact with all the ministers because of your vision. Whether it's a workshop on spiritual warfare, a Bible study class on the book of Revelation, the December Sunday School focus around the topic God Prepares the Way, a Vacation Bible School discussion around a journey to the well, or a Sunday morning sermon you preach that challenged us to continue to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Thank you, Pastor Tucker, for your leadership. Thank you for your vision, your pastoral love for the First Baptist Church Body of Christ. And because of that, I believe God is well pleased. The Christian Education Ministry intersects with all of the church ministries. And in 2023, we will continue to walk therein. God bless you. We love you. And happy retirement.
Representing our various clubs, the Tribe of Reuben, Altar Guild, Happy Warriors, his sister Queen Glimp.
First Baptist Church, God has been good to First Baptist and to Pastor Tucker. God filled them with the Holy Spirit and has guided him more than 50 years in serving First Baptist Church. We ask God today, how can we thank you, God, enough for Pastor Tucker, taking that from 1 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter and the 9th verse. Sister Gracie Glimp, what did Pastor do when God called him to preach?
Just go ahead and say it, Mama.
Shouted and cried.
He shouted and cried, praise the Lord. Now, some of the other members were there, Sister Colleen Sweat and Deacon Charles Fleet, and they witnessed the Holy Spirit. And God has taken our pastor. Mom said 50 years is because she said he taught my sister Pat Sunday school, and he also led the youth church. So we are grateful, and we cannot thank you enough, the three ministries. We cannot thank you enough for your kindness, your dedication, your faithfulness. But we also cannot say thank you without given honor posthumously to our First Lady Brenda Tucker, who stood by you most of those years until God called her home. So we said God made the best pastor for us. He was thoughtful, you were helpful, you were understanding, you sacrificed many years. I remember one Sunday when you were preaching, your wife was sick, and another church member's daughter wanted you to stay beside her mother's bedside while you had to go pick up your wife. But God is good, First Baptist, and may your kindness and dedication continue to be with you during your golden years. Now, we have one request of you, one more thing we want you to do. While you're sitting on the sand, we want you to put all of these sermons together in a book. And we've sold 3 copies already. So we thank God for you. And we're sending out flowers of kindness, and we are shouting praise the Lord for all of your service. Amen.
Representing our youth and young adults is Brother Tobias Williams Robinson.
Good evening. Thank you, Reverend Tucker, for always making space and giving opportunities for the youth and young adults of First Baptist. From the monthly hugs and different ministries, the youth ministry missionaries, ushers, choir, choral speakers, IT ministry, drama ministry, dance ministry, as worship leaders, junior deacons, and deaconesses, you have always made space for us. Anything I have wanted to do, I have been able to do. Thank you for your love and dedication to the youth and young adults of First Baptist Church. We love you, Reverend Tucker.
Representing the missionary ministry is Sister Cheryl Walker.
Good evening, everyone. Reverend Tucker, on behalf of the missionary ministry, we would like to thank you for your years of dedicated leadership and support of the missionaries. You have led by example, showing us how to operate with Christ as the head of our lives so that our works glorify Him and not ourselves. You have diligently supported the missionaries over many, many years. You always supported our efforts, which are too numerous to name, but I wanted to highlight just a few. Your unwavering support for our annual Thanksgiving program, your encouragement as we rendered service to Start a Baptist Home, and your delight as we showed expressions of love to our sick and shut-in members are just a few examples of the missionary work we have supported under your guidance as our pastor. You always encouraged us to keep pushing on, that our labor was not in vain. So we just want to say that your labor has not been in vain. We thank you, and may God continue to shower you with blessings from on high.
Listen, I hope you don't mind this holiday season if we take it back just a minute here. Listen, I know some people are getting excited about material things, but I wish I could get a church in here that knows that Jesus is the reason for the season. Can I get one witness in here? Say, can I get one witness in here? Here we go, set. Sing, mother.
Go tell him the mountain. Oh, there, the
Savior.
I want you to go.
Jesus, Jesus.
I want you to go.
Tell Jesus and my
love.
Tell He's a deliverer.
We will now have Sister Terry Hunter Echols representing the Circles Ministries.
Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. On behalf of the Circle Ministry, Reverend Tucker, we would just like to say we appreciate you for your vision and your commitment to the Circle Ministry. You started the Circle Ministry so that all First Baptist members could be connected to every ministry in the church. You have supported the Circle Ministry and the Circle leaders in all of their endeavors. Leaders have, you have seen leadership ability in leaders who did not recognize these abilities in themselves. So again on behalf of all the Circle Ministries, Circle Advisors, and Circle Leaders, Reverend Tucker, we love you and we appreciate you for your vision. May God continue to bless you, and we wish you a blessed and happy retirement. Thank you.
Sister Glennis Wade, on behalf of the Music Ministry.
Good evening, First Baptist Church. Good evening, Reverend Tucker. As I read Psalm 150, as I often do, I think about Pastor Tucker, and I think about how honored and privileged I have been to stand before the choirs and choruses and watch your face. You are always excited and happy whenever we make presentations. You have supported each and every soloist, every group, every choir, youth choir, young adult choir, church choir, women's choir, men's day choir. We appreciate you. The musical staff appreciates you. The band, David, Garnett, Michael, Darlene, and myself. We love you. We thank you for your support. And we thank you for when we're really great, and we thank you when we're not so great, and you're still supportive of us. We love you. We appreciate you. And we pray that you continue to love music as you always have, and that your health stays well, and that you will continue to be my guide. I love you. We all love you. Good night.
Sister Linda Smallwood, on behalf of the Ushers Ministry.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. Good evening, Pastor Tucker. On behalf of the Ushers Ministry of the First Baptist Church, I offer these words of appreciation for having served under you as our senior pastor. We have been delighted in being your ambassadors of welcome and service for over 46 years. As you have probably heard, that the ushers help set the tone of welcome when someone enters your home. We hope you have been pleased as the leader of this home that it has been received as just that, a home, and not just a house. Thank you for being the gracious overseer, the shepherd of this flock, the host of love and inspiration. In closing, may I leave you with these words of appreciation and blessings. May the will of God take you where the grace of God will keep you, where the arms of God will support you, where the wisdom of God will teach you, and may the power of God protect you today and all of your tomorrows. Congratulations on your retirement. We love you.
Sister Brenda Davis, on behalf of the Nurses Ministry.
Good evening, church family, and to Pastor Tucker. Pastor Tucker, I would like to say thank you. You have served the Lord and our church with gladness. You have planted a seed of hope and love in the lives of many people. As our shepherd, we thank God for the deep compassion, dedication, and generosity you have shared with us for over 46 years. May God continue to bless and watch over you as you begin the next chapter of your life. As the president of the Nurses Unit, we would like to say thank you for your ministry, guidance, love, and support throughout the years. Matthew 25:21 says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Thank you again for your faithfulness, your tireless dedication to the Lord, our church, and to the Nurses Ministry. We love you, Pastor Tucker. Thank you.
Sister Sister Brenda Washington for the culinary ministry.
Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. Giving honor first to God and to all those First Baptist culinary leaders, past and present, volunteers, and friends who work faithfully in all of the First Baptist food events. Reverend Tucker, do know it was your encouraging words of wisdom and leadership that helped me understand this ministry. It's God's work. And when you're working for the Lord, those negative forces will always try to keep you from succeeding. It was you, Reverend Tucker, who introduced First Baptist Culinary Ministry cooking to others inside and outside of the church. Reverend Tucker, you opened many doors for other churches, organizations, and friends to enjoy the services of the culinary ministry. Always promoting First Baptist Culinary Ministry like a proud spiritual leader. Thank you, Reverend Tucker, for your leadership. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for having faith in me to lead First Baptist Church Culinary Ministry. We love you, Reverend Tucker, and wish you all the best.
Reverend Robert McNeil, a son of First Baptist and the pastor of Sand Hill AME Church in Burgaw, North Carolina, will provide us with an inspirational summary.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We come at this hour, we come at this last prayer service to truly give tribute to one who has served God in a mighty way, our own pastor, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. I'm just honored and privileged to come and give some inspirational summary to all that has been said. I'm honored. I'm truly honored. If there's others that could have done this job better than I, but I'm just thankful for this opportunity to give the summarization and inspiration to all of us to highlight the ministry of the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Now, you know, I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I cleared my schedule today, because normally I'm down in Burgaw, North Carolina, where I serve as pastor of Sand Hill AME Church. That's an hour and some odd minutes from Raleigh, down towards Raleigh. So if you come down 40, heading towards Wilmington, you can stop by exit 298 off of Interstate 40 and come by and see us and worship with us anytime. The doors are open. But I won't belabor our time, but I was given this task to give the summary. And when I was asked to talk this evening by mom, my mother, my other mother, I had two mothers, the one, Sister Jean Tolliver, I wasn't sure what I would talk about. And I pondered and prayed long and hard. I stayed up all night, all morning, this morning, as well, hardly ever sleep anyway, because I give submit a prayer and seed of encouragement to my members every morning via text. I said, what could I say? I knew I would talk about, knew who I would talk about and what the overall subject would be, But how? How would I get there? And I looked at this passage of scripture, the Lord, in the wee hours of the morning, the Lord showed me Jeremiah, the third chapter, 15th verse. The 15th verse which says, I will give you pastors according to my own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So this is where I'm coming from as a pastor after God's own heart. I would dare say that two pastors who have significantly impacted the illustrious history of the First Baptist Church, founded in 1863 by a group of formerly enslaved people from Spotsylvania County, Virginia, in Southwest Washington, D.C. One, we all well know, is the late Reverend R. Lavelle Tucker, who pastored First Baptist Church from 1947 until 1971, when the Lord called him from labor to reward. And the second is the man of the hour, our own Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Though Pastor Tucker was doing great things at Jones Memorial Baptist Church and throughout the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 1975, God uprooted him from his comfort zone and dispatched him south on Interstate 95 to Washington, D.C. Several years ago, I had the privilege to hear the esteemed pastor of Monumental Baptist Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Reverend Dr. J. Wendell Mapson, who came to Raleigh to preach citywide revival. And after the service, I went up and introduced myself, advising him I was a son of First Baptist under Reverend Dr. Frank Tucker. And Dr. Mapson said then that it has still left a quite in my memory that there were, that many pastors were surprised that Pastor Tucker left Philadelphia, but he said this thing, I will never forget, that we can never question God and his plan for our lives. So in our text for this brief homily or inspiration, the Lord in Jeremiah, the third chapter, the Lord promised to bring Israelites back to their land if they would only return to him. Moreover, God pledged to Jeremiah and to the people of Israel, I will give you shepherds, pastors after my own heart, who will give you knowledge and understanding. These shepherds, the rulers of Israel, will be like, unlike the shepherds of the second chapter and eighth verse, who ignored God's word and turned against him. We usually think of shepherds as ordained pastors in our churches. Think about it. Back in the days of Jesus, a shepherd was dedicated to his flock. His job was to watch for enemies trying to attack his sheep. His job was to defend the sheep from the attacks prevalent throughout the fields while he was watching over the flock. His job, talk about the pastor, the shepherd, was to heal the sick and the wounded sheep. And his job was to find and save lost or trapped sheep. The pastor, this pastor we're talking about in Jeremiah, was to love them and to share in their lives so that the sheep would trust him. I'm going somewhere now. So stay with me. These jobs of a shepherd seem to me to be the exact same thing of our pastor, Reverend Frank D. Tucker, has done for us for the past 46 years. Our pastor has been dedicated to the flock of First Baptists. I'm sure everyone on this call has had one or several moments in their life where you needed the shepherd's intervention. Now, Pastor Reverend Dr. Frank T. Tucker has been aware of false doctrine being taught out there in our world and has protected each of you, each of every member of First Baptist from those that would try to steal you away. Our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank Tucker, has worked on healing us when our hearts are broken, when our lives seem to crumble in dust before us. Great God Almighty. It is our pastor who has been there giving us instruction from God's word and how to put things back together in our lives. He's been by our bedsides, praying with us when we are too ill to get out of bed and even try to pray for ourselves. He even brings us before God when we misbehave, get rebellious and recalcitrant, so that we always have someone intervening on our behalf. Our pastor has sought out the lost sheep throughout the Washington, D.C. area and brought them back into God's house. We are all God's sheep, and our pastor has been faithful in seeking us out. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, and he has brought us back into fellowship with our God. He has introduced most of us to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He teaches us about the cross of Calvary and the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross 2,000 years ago when he suffered, bled, and died on Calvary's cross, but was buried in a borrowed tomb, but got up with all power in his hand so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He has helped those who are trapped in sin to be free from its bondage so that we may walk worthy of God, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in our every good and work, increasing in the knowledge of God. And lastly, our pastor has loved us. He's loved us. He's loved us in spite of us. He's loved us when we've gone astray. He's loved us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, great God, he loves us. He loves us so much, selflessly, and no matter what we've done, whether good or bad, he has remained steadfast in his love for the people of God at First Baptist Church. Before I close, I must share a testimony. I must share something personal of what Pastor Tucker means to me and the McNeil family. March 12th, 2018, God called my father home to be with the Lord. It was at the same time Sister Brenda Barber Tucker was called home to be with the Lord. I'll never forget when I got the call from my brother that Dad had transitioned. And the first call I made after I got myself together, that I had to grasp the reality that Dad was gone. The first call I made early that morning, Monday morning, on March the 12th, was to my pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank Tucker. I'll never forget it. And he prayed with me. And and while he was grieving in the loss of Sister Brenda, he's there praying for me. Then the homegoing service for Sister Brenda was on March the 16th, 2018, and then he said he would come on my father's homegoing service in Morgantown, West Virginia, was March the 17th, his birthday. He, Lisa, and Deacon Leroy Bagley came up to Morgantown, West Virginia, where he eulogized my dad. I'll never forget as long as I live. I love you, Pastor. I love you. I shall never forget what you've done for the McNeil family. I love you. I love you. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for Reverend McNeil and his inspirational summary. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds, so please try to quiet your background noise. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise you,
God,
you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
I do not want to rob any of you of the opportunity to personally thank Reverend Tucker, so I'm going to open up the lines for 20 seconds. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds so that you can provide Reverend Tucker with your words of appreciation. 20 seconds.
Congratulations, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Tucker.
Love you, sir.
We're always there for you. God bless you, Pastor.
God make you the first clerk. Love you for everything you've
done. Thank you for all you did. Bless you, sir. Thank you. Kingdom building.
Thank you, sir.
Reverend Tucker, I just want to personally thank you. Thank you for your encouragement and support as I take on this task of facilitating our Wednesday night prayer service. I thank you for the opportunity to provide this service to our members and friends every week. Thank you for trusting me with this ability. Thank you for being there for me and my family, especially when my father passed and I was at my wit's end and didn't know where we were going to have the service. I was on the phone with my heavenly angel, Sister Annie Hawthorne. She realized what was going on with me. She contacted you immediately, gave you the 411, and the next thing I know, you were calling me, asking me, what could you do? So just know that my entire family, especially my sister, we love you, and we want nothing but the best for you as you embark on this next phase of your life. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank Delano Tucker, our senior pastor, First Baptist Church.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. You have done and are doing an outstanding job in this ministry and all those persons that's been involved in this important ministry. I want to say thank you and glory to God for you allowing God to use you to make this experience possible. It's only when the rough time comes and the struggles come that you show how much you love God, know God, and willing to trust God. And this ministry has been a blessing to so many of the members of our church who could not get out, who would not get out, and who should not get out. But it has been a blessing to them. I'm grateful to each participant in this service tonight, in this experience tonight, and know that I got sense enough to know that all of this belongs to God. All that has transpired in this journey belongs to God. I want to thank Reverend McNeil for his inspirational words and for how God has sustained him and given him testimony, the sincerity of spirit. And too much cannot be said from each participant tonight and what you have said and how much it has meant to me. And I just want to say thank you. And to God be all glory. Let me express my appreciation also to all of those persons who may not have said anything, but just attended to prayer experience and those who faithfully do it each week. You are a testimony to the power, the goodness, the grace, the mercy, the love, and the Spirit of God. Thanks be to God for all of his goodness, for all of his grace. I'm going to stop there on that score. Let me just ask that you would continue to love God, love one another, and be the people that God wants you to be. My only
My only challenge is that I could not have done more and achieved more because I love you, each of you, to the utmost. Now let us continue the spirit of praise and worship and the spirit of recognition of the power of God that has been with us, in us, around us, and protected us through the year. Let us plan, if you dare to do so, on Saturday, December the 31st, 2022, at 11:30 p.m., we're going to have our New Year's and Watch Night services virtually. They will be only virtual, and we're going to ask you to just tune in to the same line. Just call in. You will not particularly participate yourself, but you will be listening and sharing in the experience as we pray the old year out, reflect on the memory of last year and the new year, and give thanks and gratitude to God. That's this coming Saturday, 11:30 p.m. We are looking forward to you also to be ready the next morning, Sunday, January the 1st, New Year's Day, for our communion experience. That will be a hybrid service. That is, we're going to have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at First Baptist, as well as virtually on all of the platforms of First Baptist. We trust that you're going to prepare yourselves and be ready for that service. The Reverend Emmett Young will bring the word on Sunday morning. Those persons and groups, rather, who have not turned your offices in for 2023, please do so as soon as you can. The office is waiting for them. We need to make ready for the new year. Let us also remember that our annual fast starts on January the 3rd and will end on January the 14th, just before our church meeting that will take place at 9 a.m. on January the 14th. Please make ready for that experience. Let us pray for one of our members whose father passed, Jackie Richardson, lost her father, Mr. Willie Reed Richardson Sr., and the services will take place on Saturday, December 31st at 2022 at the Fisher and Watkins home, 707 Wilson Street. At 707 Wilson Street in Danville, Virginia. The telephone number is 434-799-2711. The telephone number again is 434-799-2711. That's the homegoing of the father of Jackie Richardson, one of our singers in our choir for some time, and we thank God for her faith in the Lord. Let us pray for that entire family. Now we're going to open up the services for special prayer requests. 20 seconds will be allotted to you for your prayer request. The lines will now be open. God, our Father, we come before you just now to say thank you and to ask that you would hear the cries of your children. You hear their pleas, and we know that you are able to handle and deal with them. We know that you know what we stand in need of before we even ask, and we just ask now that whatever they need, whatever your people desire in their hearts, prepare them, fix them, help them to be empowered to receive the blessings that you have for them. Keep them, O God, as only you can do. We pray a special blessing for First Baptist Church, O God. We stand in special need of your attention, your guidance. We thank you for the love that they have demonstrated, that they have shown. We thank you, O God, for the inspiration and insight that has come their way. We thank you, O God, for your word that has poured into their hearts. Now, God, if it be your will, please guide, protect, empower, and enable them to continue to be a witness for you continuously. We do not and cannot, O God, be or do what you want us to do, except your spirit abide in us. Be with us, O God. Teach us to love one another in the way that we ought to love one another. Teach us to be unselfish, generous, and open in our spirit that we might be able to touch the lives of those persons in need, and that we might be able to help one another, that we may be strong in your word and in your power. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. So help us to stay in your word. Help us to stay in your spirit. And help us to embrace one another. We pray for the sick among us, O God. We pray for the bereaved among us, O God. Give them what they need to encourage their hearts and sustain them from day to day. We pray, O God, for families that are struggling, that are having difficulties in so many ways. The challenges that they have with one another, the doubts and the fears that enter into their spirits, O God, we pray that you would help them to overcome and be able to love one another, support one another, embrace one another. Bless as only you can do. And then, God, we ask your blessings for the youth. Have mercy, O God. We pray special blessings for the youth ministry, O God. Empower the youth leaders with what they need that they may be able to fulfill the call to open up their minds, to open up their lives, that they may be able to find the spot, the place, the help, the support, the love that they need for the children in our community. Bless as only you can do. Send your healing grace all around us. Bless every ministry within the framework of our fellowship. Bless the leadership. And abide with us all, that we may be what you want us to be. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. And the people of God said, amen, 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 and amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for December 28th. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening. We look forward to seeing you on the line on Saturday, December 31st at 11:30 p.m. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.